It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A this afternoon. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer and our in-house engineer, since we are live on the air in the studio, is Jake Perlman. So thanks to them. And we also have a room full of Concert Club members who we'd like to thank. They've supported us in the past. And we've been talking a lot about Concert Club during our membership drive, and you can become a Concert Club member at a mere $50 a month at KUTX.org. Well, we're happy to welcome back an old friend, Dana Falconberry. Welcome, Dana.
Hey, thanks.
Here with your band, Medicine Bow. You have a new album that comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's called From the Forest Came the Fire. You'll be at the State Theater on Saturday night. And also we want to announce that Dana Falconberry is going to be the KUTX Artist of the Month for the month of April. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's a big, that's a big honor.
So before we start, just so people at home will know, there's some kind of visual thing going on here. What's that all about?
This is Carla's creation. Carla sings and plays keys with us, and she also makes ghost mountains that we put on stage.
All right. So we're adorned with ghost mountains here
yes.
in the studio. So you can imagine that, you out in radio land. Well, let's have you do a tune, and then we can chat in just a couple of minutes. Dana Falconberry and Medicine Bow live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
What slow heart, sweet hope? What heavy boats we row, my love, fly on a window. Oh, a rope sweep, oh, what we unravel. Oh,
We're here this afternoon live in Studio 1A with Dana Falconberry and her band Medicine Bow. And that was a tune called Calling Mountain, which is on their brand new album, which comes out tomorrow, called From the Forest Came the Fire. So tell us a little bit about the making of this album, Dana.
Well, it took a long time. we started recording it a couple of years ago, I guess. And we recorded some with Jimino at Public Hi-Fi. And then we recorded about half of it with Fat Fuse, which is Christopher Cox, our bass player, and another fine gentleman named Grant Johnson. And we did that at Good Danny's and the Church House. We did a tour of Austin Studios to make this album.
So your music down through the years has really kind of been a lot about the natural world, about nature.
Yeah, definitely.
So did I read that you're going to be out in nature this summer? Is that happening?
Yeah,
tell us about that.
I don't know. Yeah, when we're on tour, we just try to find, whenever we have downtime, we try to find really beautiful places to go hike around and scramble up mountains and stuff. And so I figured it would be cool to just play the shows in those places instead of going to bars in between. And we're going to tour in some national parks. We're going to go to White Sands and Guadalupe Mountains and Saguaro. And then I'm going to go make a little solo trip up to Sleeping Bear Sand Dunes in Michigan and Isle Royale. And then there's some other ones that are in the works.
So does this have to be coordinated with the park system? Or?
Very much so.
Okay. And they're celebrating their centennial.
Yeah, right, that was part of the reason we wanted to do it, was to help celebrate that. There's kind of no centralized organization that deals with touring musicians through the parks. So it's just been a lot of phone calls and emails with each specific park.
So you're kind of a pioneer then. Have they been receptive to that?
Most of them have been very receptive. Some of them are terrified of me and they want me to just be quiet and not make any noise in their park. But we're just not going to go to those ones. But most of the parks have been it's funny, you have to I've found that I have to search for the one person that is excited about this idea in each park and find that person and then be friends with them.
So you have to be a politician, in
yeah.
other words.
Yeah.
We're here with Dana Falconberry and Medicine Bow. So I was reading, and kind of a music writer I respected described your music as rustic chamber music. John Perales in the New York Times. Had you heard that?
Yeah. We have a lot of different... Well, we've kind of coined our own term for ourselves recently, which is booty folk.
Booty folk. All right.
Because it's it's folk music, basically, at its root. But then sometimes, your hip just starts... Sometimes just a little bit at the end.
Can't help it. Well, you had, at least certainly for the last tune, kind of an interesting lineup with a banjo and a cello.
Yeah.
And now you've changed it up a little. You want to take a moment and just introduce the band?
Yeah. This is Carla Manzora on keys and vocals. And, oh, yeah.
Yes. All right.
And mountain making. this is Gina Dvorak on guitar, banjo, and vocal. This is Lindsay Verrill on the cello, Matthew Shepard on the drums, and Christopher Cox on the bass.
And of course, Dana Falconberry on guitar and vocals and songwriting. Again, the new album is called From the Forest Came the Fire. Can we get you to do another one?
Yeah, this one's called Cora Cora.
Cora, Cora, quiet now. Don't you remember in the yard? Tied your hair back with clover stems and counted every star. Oh, your heart is of the pawing sort. Darkness is ever at your heels. did been gnaw like any dog will do. Heaven knows I know how that feels. Heaven knows I know how that feels. Lock your eyes upon the valley now. Feel the air begin to change. Brace yourself, for the winter winds will come to take the breath out of your mouth. To take the breath out of your mouth. Take the breath out of your mouth. There'll be a freeze upon the ridge tonight. Breath of crow will rise heavenward, a song 100 years old. And there you stand with your boots laced up, focusing your mother's eyes. Cora, though I know it follows you around, you'll be the dark steam eye. Now the sun is set, so red we thought the pines to be aflame. Listen closer, do you hear that old crow song? Sounds to be calling your name. You can run yourself the mountainside, you can raise your gaze still higher.
Now with
Dana Falconberry and Medicine Bow live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. That was a tune called Cora Cora, which is off the new album From the Forest Came the Fire, which drops tomorrow. You can catch this band on Saturday night. They'll be playing at the rather intimate State Theater on Congress Avenue. Nice.
It's going to be fun. These mountains will also be there.
Okay. We're moving the mountains.
Well, we should tell people again, remind them that we're in our spring membership drive and we're able to present live music in Studio 1A because of people just like you making investments in public radio, whether it's at the $50 a month level to become a concert club member and have access to these live performances, or if say $10 a month works for you a little better, you can get the KUTX Live Volume 7. I know you've been a fan of public radio.
Yeah, definitely. I think right now it's just super important. Well, I mean, as a musician, I can say it's extremely important to what I do. You know, there's like all these Facebook and Instagram algorithms and stuff, and like it's really hard to get your music to the people who have even said that they want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And public radio is a really great way to do that. It's a direct way to reach people. Mm-hmm. So and that's not really present in the rest of the world these days.
So you've been getting love from NPR stations around the country, I take it?
Yeah. NPR's been really, I mean, in all of its little baby stations have been really supportive.
All right. Well, if you want to support artists like Dana Falconberry and support the local Austin music scene, a good way to do it is through KUTX, and you can make an investment right now at kutx.org. Well, the band's going to stick around and play another number. We're going to close out the live radio broadcast, but the entire set will be up online on our website at kutx.org. Also, we're videoing it, so that'll be up as well, probably within about 24 hours. So, Dana Falconberry, thanks so much for coming in with your group, and best of luck on the new album. And
thank you.
Have fun in the national parks this summer. It should be
thanks,
great.
Thanks, we will.
Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, who've been our engineers this afternoon. And thanks to you for making an investment today in public radio at KUTX.org or 512-471-6291. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.